You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Great Table Talk, everyone. It's your girl, Cash.
It's Ree.
Hey, YBS.
And us.
We know Patrick likes to introduce himself.
What's good?
But this one here, he doesn't introduce himself for some reason.
I wanna be known. Like I don't wanna have to say it. Like I want people to know who it is. Give them substance. That's what I'm on a panel to bring substance.
Oh goodness, hi.
The voice
B.
of reason. What's going on? How everybody doing?
Good. You know,
I've had some good days, some bad days, some hills to climb. Is that the lyrics?
I think so.
But anyway, yeah, I'm good.
Those are the lyrics.
Okay, bam. Bam. Well, you know, we had to get y'all here for the continuation of the last podcast. As you can recall, Ree, you want to kind of give us a recap?
Yeah, so our hot topic, which actually spilled over into the entire show, was about the Lila Rashawn, Antoine Fuqua, Nicole Murphy situation. And just to recap.
You be enunciating them words, Uncle.
Yeah, this is it. Antoine Fuqua.
I'm trying here.
She with the Carlurch.
Bless your heart, girl. Go ahead. Bring that word.
So anyway, apparently what happened was Nicole and Antoine ran into each other in Italy. And they greeted each other in Nicole's terms in a family-friendly way because they're really good friends. But however, there were multiple pictures that had them in very close contact. Mm. And I think really what sparked the internet conversation was a lot of people blamed his wife. They blamed Lila Rashawn for apparently his past infidelities, and they're assuming this current one, saying that Lila let herself go, and that's kind of why he, you know, Antoine is doing the he's doing. Mm-hmm. So, but again, Nicole said that their meeting was very, you know, friendly. They were just embracing each other. However, there were multiple pictures. You know, they were seated in one, they were standing in another, you know, all that was going on. So that was basically what we were talking about. And the question came up, whose fault is it?
Hmm. Quick question before we get started on this.
He ramping up.
Who started the internet conversation? Who generally seems, you know, to start the internet
conversation? I saw both women and men.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You saw both women
both
and men?
And, comment. Yeah. I don't know who started it, but the conversation was a mixture of women and men.
Are black men in this climate allowed to say that a black woman let herself go?
You can say anything.
I'll continue with what I mentioned last time we talked about this. Was my major shock about those comments that were being said about her letting herself go. A lot of them were coming from women.
Interesting.
So I did mention that. So, interesting. So, yeah.
Well, I would say everyone's to blame. Clearly, he doesn't have a squeaky clean track record. I think he had two other kids outside of his marriage. Well, he had two other kids.
During the marriage.
During the marriage, right. So I don't know.
So this is a topic of conversation. Why? Because women wanted to hate on Lila Rashawn.
Or Nicole Murphy.
No. This man had two other kids outside of this woman. He's already been cheated. This is not a story.
True. This is true.
Unless you want to take the time to hate on Lila Rashawn for gaining a few pounds.
And Nicole Murphy for constantly cheating with people's husbands, allegedly.
Say fam.
Right.
Nicole Murphy has chosen her career path. All right. She has decided what she has wanted to do, and she has dedicated herself to doing it. I mean, her career path. So she has made a living off of marrying wealthy men,
right,
and being taken care of. That is her profession. Mm-hmm. That is her choice of trade.
She's only had one husband, though.
Well, she's had
she had several people's husbands.
She's had other
suitors. I know what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I'm just suitors, yeah, but I'm just right. Okay.
Like, I mean, that's a choice. Like, you meet this woman, you understand what it is. Like, you take that on. Like, that's a choice. Like, nobody's being forced in that. I don't think she's been to jail once or up the gun on anybody that I've seen.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. If you marry your wife and she was 125 and she have your kids and she end up, like, say, 10, 15 years later, she end up being 225, does that give you an excuse to cheat?
It's never an excuse, but we, like, I think a lot of people sit around and judge, like, the morality of situations, but these people might be together and not even really be together.
What does that mean?
She might have a little boy on the side that love her extra
so many times. What does that mean exactly?
Like, that's a real thing. Like, being together or not divorcing each other or staying together, like, people do it for various reasons, but they ultimately have an understanding. It's like, I remember reading something one time where a couple or the wife got into the husband because the husband got caught. The thing was, he was able to do it. She didn't have a problem with it. She just was like, never embarrass me.
Okay, I remember reading something about that as well. Okay, well, to each his own, and whatever your agreement is within your marriage, that is what it is. But I for one, would not agree with such.
Every marriage is different.
That's correct.
I mean, that's why they got such things as swingers and all that type of stuff. So, you know, you can't really judge or know what's going on inside a household and how they may rock like that. You know?
Like, even like with Wendy Williams, when she, her husband had the affair for 10 years and then had a baby.
I'm just saying. Like, you're not with nobody for 10 years and your wife don't know. Like, she knew.
Yeah, I do think she knew. Like, I mean, but I think she knew.
Like, this 10 years, like, I'm sorry. Even the woman on the side is a little territorial. Like, look, you ain't going home tonight. Like, there's no way.
So, I have to ask you this question. Again, if you married your wife and she was 125, and she had your kids, 10, 15 years later, she was 225, how would you feel about that? Would you be like, oh, man, let me try to look at this Instagram model, try to hook up with her?
I don't think I see it like that. Because, I mean, if you're in a marriage, like, if something takes that kind of time, what do you think? We were talking about a 10, 15-year span, maybe 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in time, like, if you're a couple and she starts to gain a little weight, like, if you're willing to work out, like, that's a thing. Like, those are life choices. You know, like, if it's a problem for you, you address it with her first. If she's unwilling to change, then you gotta, you know, you deal with that relationship from that point. Not saying that, oh, poof, overnight, she gained this weight and now I don't want her no more. Like, I don't think it works like that.
Okay. And again, I think from our understanding, it may have been a health issue as well. Like, you know.
I'm saying is that Mr. Fuqua, and even Miss, they have enough money to do whatever it is they wanted to do.
So like, is money the wager to do what you want to do?
No, what I'm saying is that you're talking about these Instagram models. If she wanted to get that cut out of her or get a transfer or something, she could do whatever she wants to.
This is true. Let me come up on some money. I'm going to get some calves and I'm going to have a waistline.
With Dr. Miami tomorrow, if that's what it was. Like, I mean.
And I would. But no, seriously. So, okay. Let's talk about relationships for a moment. I'm just talking about high level. Right. You know, you may have heard it from a friend or not. Is it okay? I have three questions, but I don't know which one I'm going to lead with first. Is it okay to be still legally married and date?
Yes.
Ooh. Well, you just quick answer. Okay. Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
B?
I mean, if you're separated, I mean, you're back out there in the world. I mean, everything's everything.
Depends on where you are. I mean, you're legally married, you're going through a divorce, or have you already separated? It's a very...
It is kind of gray.
What took you to the point that saying this is what we're going to classify as separated? What took you to that point? So, I mean, it could have been domestic violence. It could have been cheating, and the person is completely done. So, in a state of Louisiana, I don't know if that's everywhere, but in the state of Louisiana, you have to be separated for 365 days, a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you no longer with that person and you know that's what you that you're done, then by right, I mean you're entitled to do whatever you want.
But
to
I
do.
Think when you do,
I
that,
mean by law you're not entitled. I mean you right. you're not supposed to, right. but right. But if the mindset is we're done, we're done.
I've seen
not supposed to do it. Like I mean, you're not supposed to get married before you divorce. Like I mean, as far as dating goes, my thing is that it's still a buyer beware. I think.
Yeah.
The thing that people do wrong is that they be in these situations and then they don't tell the people that they're dating. Like, as long as you're honest, like, that's what it is.
Right. I can agree with
buy,
that.
Then it's buyer beware on the right. person because they can right. always fall back.
You already know right. what it's hitting for, so don't even come at me or whatever. And right. It's always right. better to be honest with somebody. Even, you know, just any situation, just as long right. as they know what's up.
Then okay.
I always say that. I can't make an informed decision
without being totally informed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, what about this? You've had some people, and we've seen it on countless TV shows, even with people in around the hood or whatever, that they may get into it with their girl or guy, and they may say, okay, well, we're done, and they leave for the night just so they can go do what they want to do and then double back the next day. So technically, somebody said they was done, and they probably may have felt that like they were done in that moment. That? Does that make it right?
That's something in the moment, man. People get caught up in the moment and say choice words or whatever, but that ain't give you no right to go out there and do what you're going to do like that, just because you say we done. No, right. when you basically pack your stuff and say this is it, and get that notice from the constable, whatever he's
with, right,
the people that come deliver,
right, yeah,
not the police officer, but he got a badge. Yeah.
So I've heard
deliver these papers. You've been served. Right. Then you know that's ground level of what you know right. what the circumstance right. is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's still deal within the demographics of a relationship. Is there, Brandon? You and I talked about this in the past. Mm-hmm. Is there any certain thing that's within a relationship that's considered a man thing or a woman thing, for instance, taking out the trash, cooking dinner, paying the bills, changing the oil. Is there still that separation?
Yo, I find me a chick that's changing. Oh, Lord. Hey, I can love you for a lot of reasons.
I can't deal.
Yo, but no, I mean, I think most things in a relationship are kind of gender neutral. I just think that there needs to be an understanding. I hate the things that are set, like, you're supposed to do this because you're a man, and you're supposed to do that because you're a woman. Like, that's kind of unfair because everybody's different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel a certain kind of way if I'm out there changing the oil in your ass in the house.
No,
chilling.
I mean, not to say that she would but have to different. Do it to be able to do it. Like, right. that's...
But who... off top, if you... pull up to your homeboy house and he in there drinking a beer and his woman out there changing the oil. Wouldn't that look like a certain...
What are the dynamics of come that relationship?
Come on. Well, listen. Right. If you a woman and you actually out there changing the oil, then you are that type of woman. That you've been like that. First so
all, I have been like that. I do change like oil.
Well, then that's the first. You just a woman that prefer to do that type of stuff. Right. If you out there cutting right. grass, look, I don't... I mean, that, I married that.
That's
I mean,
another one. Look, but changing that oil. If she fine and she changed some oil... Y'all can't even come
y'all
to my
crazy.
House. All right? I don't even want you nowhere around my woman. Because you're probably trying to take my woman. Because she's a unicorn in this world, honestly. She's a unicorn.
If that woman under that car changing on, she probably a type of woman to beat your ass, too.
And I've been known to do that, too, audience.
Strike me as that type of person.
On some occasions.
Yeah, on some occasions, you know.
You're an abusive if I woman. Have to you're a very abusive
every
woman.
Every night I have to prove my love.
Yeah.
Call it what it is. Don't come to my house, then.
Okay, so sticking within a relationship. I had this big, long conversation at my cousin's salon, and one of the barbers in there were saying, because he was born male, he was born to be dominant. Do you all believe that?
Didn't he say that in the Bible or something like that?
That's what he wanted to refer to, the
they
Bible.
He said it in the Bible. I've heard that before.
And what I said was, you were supposed to be, but if you at home, for instance, some people like to pull that man card, they ain't working, they not providing, they not protecting, they not doing any of that thing, any of that stuff, but yet they want to say, listen to me, woman.
No.
Nah.
No.
And that's what he was saying. No. Now, he said that. On both ends of the coin.
Nah.
No.
That's what he said. And I was like, And I was like, submission is not a curse word to real woman. It's just
that. And also they say, I'm not biblical, but I know they say in the Bible somewhere that you're supposed to be submissive to the man.
Absolutely.
But I don't agree with that. I don't agree to a certain point.
Right. And I think submission, submission
depends on how you define
submission. Right. I define submission as if you come here with a mission and you my husband, I'm rocking, I'm submitting to, I'm right. subbing under your mission because we driven to do one common goal. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like we gotta be on the same team.
And that man has to submit to God.
And he has to submit to God. Right.
This is a line on.
Yeah.
I can't. Brandon, what Brandon?
I'm just Kermit, the whole thing.
Do you think a man is dominant over a woman just because you born
male? No,
man?
I don't. Like
male.
See, I don't see it as I don't see it as dominant. I think dominant is the word that's the thing that throws it off for me. I think men are supposed to be the head of the household. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, forget the word dominant. Just say like a man's supposed to be the head of his household. So if that man's not working, that's a choice on your part to let an unemployed man lead your household. That don't have nothing. Right. Like you can't take away his place just because of what he is or is not doing. Right. Because it's your choice to be with that man.
Mm-hmm. So what's the other question that we had about relationships?
Well, I had one.
All right.
Especially y'all, since y'all parents, who comes first, the kids or the spouse?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, God. I think that's only complicated if the kids don't have the same parents. I think if you have if it's both of the parents' kids, like the kid comes first.
I had to change the camera around.
Kid's the one that then has to come in.
So you said the kids are first?
The kid comes first.
I mean, depending on what we're talking about.
No, period. Like kid comes first. Like the needs, you got to think about it like this right here, and not one of those things like, you know, if we cooking dinner that the kid gets to decide what we get to eat. But I mean, if we're talking about whether or not it comes to food, shelter, clothing, love, affection, mm-hmm. like the kid comes first.
Obviously, yeah. Yep. Okay. So, do you believe you and your spouse should go 50-50 on bills?
Uh-oh.
Everything. And you know what? Let me tell y'all a funny story.
Wait,
I know people that
I'm
are going
still
through
on the other question.
No, you know, stick to that one.
Tree, you want to back it up? Because I'm
going to
drop.
I get to that question.
I'm going to drop about 50 minutes.
Because I want to come from the angle of those who do not have children, but on the outside looking in.
Well, that's
right.
I would think that your spouse, and I'm talking about married couples, your spouse would come before your kids.
No.
Now, I don't mean that your kids don't matter, and I don't mean don't take care of your children, but as a unit, how can you be a union? You have to put that person first, because guess what? Those kids are going to grow up, and they're going to leave.
What? You guys,
and you done put your kids, you're not even concerned about your spouse at all?
That's almost one of those things that are borderline, like, because you're pro something means you're anti something else. Because you put your kids first doesn't mean you second, mm-hmm. you really mm-hmm. second your mate, or you put them to the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joint effort to make sure that the kids are provided for, loved, mm-hmm. you know, cherished, and all that stuff. Like, the man, even say we started and just saying, like I said, the man's the head of the household.
Mm-hmm.
The man shouldn't even be in a place where he's that needy to say that, okay, I'm upset with my wife because my wife's, you know, doing this for the child. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. there's always a place. We, like, if the man feels like he needs time, or maybe you're doing something with the child mm-hmm. and he wants, like, I think there's flexibility in that. It shouldn't, it's not going to be really that, it shouldn't be that rigid, you know.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question that way, because I just, you know, think it's just so many different variables. I mean, you know, you can ask a couple that has a toddler how they feel about it, and then you can ask a couple that has a 16-year-old how they feel about it.
Yeah,
you
it know, changes.
It changes, I think.
No, and, I mean, but that you got to think that, and this is something that struck me, and it didn't really dawn on me early in life, but I see it now. It's like people are really selfish, and they love mm-hmm. themselves more than they love them kids. It's just what it is. It's who they are as people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So one thing about a selfish person always been selfish. Like, that's something you can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
The fake will never win. You can't never get over that. Like, you can't hide that. That's going to always be in
child.
You. You've been selfish as a child. It's been instilled in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what I got to say about selfish. I know some very selfish people out there, man.
Oh, wait.
Okay. So,
but we can go back to that other question though about the finances.
What was the question? Yeah. Should a man
50-50.
Should the marriage be completely 50-50?
I got to preface it a different way.
Shout out to everybody that's tuning in live right now.
The
YBS page. I see everybody out there. We got a couple followers right now. So we at the Great Table Talk podcast. It's been a minute since we started shooting, but we got a lot of stuff going on. So we're just trying to get back to the roots of everything we started.
Right.
You feel me? You did. So what was that question?
So you and your services, you may make $100,000 a year. Your wife may make $60,000 a year.
Okay.
Should you have to split expenses 50-50?
I think it's all about the agreeance and the communication between the two. Whoever the breadwinner is, I feel like it could be, it depends on the communication and the agreement. Me personally, if I'm the breadwinner and, she's making $60,000, if I'm making $100,000, I don't feel like everything needs to be split down the middle. I feel like, the necessities, if I'm the man in the house, I'm going to take care of the necessity. Mortgage, light, cable, whatever makes this whole house function. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to categorize it because then I might come off as the woman, what you call it, the woman?
Sexist.
Mm-hmm. But if the woman is going to be out there, if I'm going to take care of the bills, all I require is, or what we'd like to see is you take care of whatever it is for the kids.
Right.
That's... Ain't nothing like a mom.
Right.
Saying? Right. Certain things a mom can do that man can't do.
That's right.
I mean, can, but
right.
that mom does it so much better. You know what I'm saying? So, as long as she's
so
taking
realistic.
Care of...
realistic. Check you out, Pat.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch this foolishness right here, B. watch this foolishness.
I want y'all to go ahead and finish, because I'm going to go ahead and shut this down. Nobody in my name want to talk on their mic back. I'm done.
Go ahead. We're listening.
That's my opinion on that, though, man.
Thank you, Pat.
All right.
Yeah.
It don't seem sexist, I'm gonna attack you first, since you're the man. All right. You saying that you don't feel like it's a necessity, but after the fact, how do you think a man feels if he's taking care of an entire household and then the situation don't work out? Did he feel like you owed something, or say something that, because this is what a lot of men do, and I'm not gonna say this to you. I'm gonna use this as a disclaimer. A lot of men pay all the bills in the house for the control of the house, to be able to tell a woman that, this is mine. And if you don't like something that I said or you don't like something that I do, realize that I take care of you.
That's true. And that I'm going to tell you, I'm about to curse. I'm calm.
That sounds like from that perspective of a man,
sounds
like a person that has something within him that's controlling.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pat. Yeah. Boy, that's my boy.
And I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying, that comment you made,
all right.
you're talking about
controlling men.
Right. Absolutely.
So being an understanding man and saying that the woman makes $60,000 a year. Explain to me why she can't pay bills in the house.
No, I didn't say she can't pay.
No. I don't want you to disclaim what you said. That's you. Own you. You good with that. You tell me why, if a woman makes $60,000 a year, she can't pay a bill in the house. Or she can't be asked to.
It depends on that household.
Yeah. Depending on the communication.
I got you in a second. So if a woman makes $60,000 a year, why would you not ask her to pay a bill in a house?
I didn't say technically I wouldn't ask her to pay any bills. I said it depends on the communication and how we discuss this and where we going moving forward. If I'm the breadwinner and she's making $60,000, I would say the great idea would be you're helping her build up her account. If I can handle all the bills, it depends on how much the bills are.
All right.
Do you have a lot of bills? Are you in debt?
You threw a word out there that you said a couple times, and that's breadwinner. See, we got these kind of these words that we use that have an onus on them. So when you say the breadwinner, that means, look, I make the most money in the house, I'm the man. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, as if we're in a relationship, that means we're a team. That means all our money is tied.
So your $100,000 is my $100,000?
All our money is tied into the team. Like I said, there's and what we are fighting against is our total bills and what we're trying and what we accumulate in possessions and the things that we're trying to grow towards. That means all of our money. All of it. And it don't have nothing to do with saying that I need to know what you have or I need to have access to everything that you have. But if we're a team, then that gets broken down just like that.
No, okay. Although I may slightly disagree, you have your point. But to say, so you're saying your $100,000 is my $100,000.
Yes, what I'm saying.
Is that what I heard?
I'm not using push words like, first of all, if I'm with you we're team. Gonna have it is a team effort to what we have to take care of as a couple.
So what he's saying is go 50-50, because you know he like to say without saying.
No, he didn't say going without saying. Like I do not believe in relationships where one party, whether it be man or woman, has no obligation or the equally yoked financially, spiritually. Everything. Like, we are equally yoked straight down the line on this thing right here.
But you may have some people, like, for instance, your wife may be a wife that takes care of the household, and you may make the most money. That doesn't make her role any less
no, we don't. We
important.
Don't get to, no. We don't get to...
Yes, we do.
We don't get to decide like that, because then that's where the choice comes in, and we blur the lines. If I'm a man that makes X amount of dollars, and I bring a woman into my life that doesn't make any money or can't do anything...
But she's a great homemaker. She's cooking for you every day. She's making sure that you can do your job
outside
easily.
Outside of the premise. If I marry her, and I know she can't pay for anything, then I choose to do that, and I can't complain.
Okay.
But what I'm saying to you is that if I people should stand by what their fundamentals are. Like, people like to go ahead and put all this extra stuff on it and dress it up and make a decision that they regret later on down the line. Because if you're a man and you pay all these bills, and then that woman gets accustomed to that, when you start to have problems, it's a problem that this woman doesn't pay for anything. So why start it? Don't start it.
Well, listen, you have some men out there that don't mind paying for everything, or don't mind paying for the majority
But I promise you, when those men get in conversation with other men, they're talking about what they do and what she don't do.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't think Denzel ever complained.
Who?
Denzel.
Did he complain?
Because Denzel's wife took care of him in the beginning.
That's right.
Denzel is in the position he is because his wife took care of him.
Don't hit him.
I mean, let's not be. Mm-hmm. I mean,
no, I am.
Let me get my mic close. Come on, I'm listening.
It all depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
In the marriage. What are we accomplishing as a couple?
Look, you come as a couple. If she doesn't offer, that's a problem.
Everyone doesn't
everybody
have the same
house
strength.
Is different.
Right.
Everybody has choice.
Everybody's needs are different. Everybody's strengths are different.
Everybody has choice in who they bring into their life.
Yes, you do have choices what you bring into life. But there's sometimes, as a husband, you may come up short that your wife have to kind of measure up. And at some time, that the wife may come up short that the husband have to kind of measure up. I mean, that's all a part of being in a relationship.
First of all, y'all going to stop pushing the goal line around. We're talking about what the...
Financials. Like,
The financials of the situation.
And the way you said it is 50-50.
How you choose a mate. Like I said, if you choose to put that upon yourself, that's your choice. But the responsibility is that you should be equally yoked. And the thing is that we'll have people talk about wanting to be equally yoked in all kinds of things across the board. They want to be understanding on all kinds of subjects. But when it comes to finances, we want to have all this gray area and wiggle room. Like, no. If I don't care who makes what. If the cable bill is this,
no.
If the light bill is this,
that's
unfair. This is what it is.
Because if you're bringing in more money, how would you expect her? She's bringing home probably $300 a week, and you're bringing home $1,500 a week. So you're saying if the bill is $100 a week, she needs to pay $50 of it.
Not saying that it has to be broken down in a sense that is that petty.
That's a lot right there.
What I'm saying to you is this right here. You say, fundamentally, if we're looking at 100,000 to 60,000, like y'all gave an example, she should pay in proportion to what she earns.
Agreed.
That's all I'm saying.
So that's not necessarily going to be 50-50.
No, it don't have to be that. But what I'm saying is, that not paying anything or not contributing at all is never going to be acceptable.
I understand. For
no,
you.
That's not acceptable.
For you.
Not paying anything at all.
Right. But you have you have some households that are set up that women can sometimes work from home or raise the kids, and they can't necessarily have a full-time job because the needs of the children comes first. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to have a lot of men that going to still be feeling manly and they stay at home dad and mama taking care of everything.
You know how I like it? I'll just, and let's just say we're going to use that measurement, $100,000 and $60,000. That's a pretty decent good living. That's a that's middle class living. Mm-hmm. So if I'm taking care of the bills and she's taking care of her personal needs, whatever it may be, her own car insurance and her own car note, and maybe taking care of all the kids' necessity, then I think that's a pretty that's balanced, and I won't have to ever worry about hearing anything coming from her. I need this, I need that, because you don't, you don't, you shouldn't even have to come to me for anything.
That's how it works with us. That's
you know, you shouldn't have that woman should never have to come to me about finances because you're not paying any bills.
Right.
I got majority of all the bills, and you making $60,000 without any bill to pay.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Taking
care of kids.
It can be very costly. That could be very costly.
It is. I get it. You know, if you working just like I'm working, you come home, you got to, you know, whatever. You got to go shopping for the kid. You got to whatever. You got to take that into consideration, too. But I know one thing, as far as finances, I shouldn't have to hear your mouth about anything. And if we got a great understanding and control money and manage money well, it shouldn't be a problem, man. $160,000 a year?
Yeah, right.
In Louisiana?
Yeah. Because there's a big old debate about that. That's why I had to get you all take. There was a, you know, a couple, the husband making, I think, $115,000 a year maybe, and a wife was making probably $60,000 a year. He wanted her to still go half on all the expenses, and I thought that was a bit unfair.
It's not like there's no unfair in a relationship because you choose to be in it.
No, but if that's not the way it always been and you're trying to switch it up now, that is a
problem. Well, no, that is, and that's why I was saying, and even in the beginning of what I was saying, like, don't start something that you're going to be unwilling to finish.
But people are also entitled to change their mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, just, I only say I have a problem with people not, because sometimes people do things, it's not really what they want to do, but they don't want to, like, they don't want to ask, they don't want to upset the apple cart, you know, it's like, and say, even if it's a situation where a man might have had a job and he was making X amount of dollars and that changes, it's like, you don't just get to still sit on your money, just be,
right.
You know.
You got
to
adjust, absolutely, and adjust. That's what I mean by that, sometimes that one may come up short and the other has to kind of vice versa.
I think all relationships should start with equal investment in the relationships, and that starts with everything, and especially the finances. You know, because there are far more ways to be supportive. It's like, if that woman making X amount of dollars and she wants to either save or do, like, they're always being able to open up a separate account, and we invest in that, and we use that money to be whatever. There are a lot of ways to do something, but people need to be equally invested in relationships, because I think that's the number one reason why they fail.
Okay, well, let's go here. Now, this is real life. So I ran into someone. I'm not going to mention their name, but this is the situation. Many years ago, he cheated on his wife. I think probably with multiple people, but let's just stick with one particular relationship. She found out that he was cheating. Mm-hmm. She didn't necessarily leave him. She kind of was
cheated back.
She absolutely. So she cut up and she ended up cheating on him as catchback. He understands it to be catchback. However, he can't seem to forgive her.
Usually how it goes.
Anyway, what's your take on it?
They say women are emotional and men are stubborn, and I mean, that was a choice. That's a choice he made, though. Like, I mean, if he decided to stay with that woman.
Right. And I asked him, so how long ago was it? He was like, well, it happened about 12 years ago. 12 years ago? Yeah. Like, yo, so you chose to stay with her, but you have the audacity to still throw it up in her face, but you started it first.
Well, he can't let it go. Mm-hmm. That something about that, we can't take that.
Yeah, exactly.
This ain't right.
Yeah, exactly.
That never works out.
You know.
That never works out.
You know, they say, I hadn't heard this before, they say men when it, if they cheat, it's it really doesn't mean nothing to us.
Yeah,
it's
not, yes. It's no emotion. Says the man, but it, yeah, when a woman cheat is emotional, when men cheat is just physical. Let me tell you something. I don't care if it's emotional or physical. Let me tell you something.
Hey man, it didn't mean nothing. Man. Basically, what I'm saying. That's
why you did it. Like why you did it?
Because it just was nothing, man. Get out of here. Shit just happened. No, y'all ain't supposed to do that.
I just couldn't believe it. He had full conviction of it. That was the weirdest thing. You would think you would humble yourself and fall back. Okay, I cheated. You got okay. Let's relax. Everybody relax. But no, he's still bringing the stuff up. That's so weird.
That's gonna always happen
too.
No, you'll never get over it. The man ain't gonna get over that. Man ain't gonna get over that.
I mean, come on.
Ain't gonna get over it.
Shit.
I mean, how many times?
Them other people do. Them other people can get over. Can accept it though.
Who's that?
Nothing. Never mind.
I can't.
Never mind. If y'all caught that, but I don't.
How many times do we hear that situation like that?
Time and time again. Right. Right.
The man is extremely hurt. Can't get over it. No matter what, like it just doesn't work out well.
I just don't. I feel like anything you can do, I can do better. Scratch that.
People that's following us live, what they think?
What do you wait? What do y'all think? Put some comments below. Let's see.
I swear they got some married couples over there. Some men just dying and saying something in their head like, shit, I wish.
I want y'all to type. We reading it. We're going to respond to you. I'm acting like some old people. I'm like,
we lied.
We lied, baby. So, B, you didn't say anything.
No comment.
Oh.
See, you know, I stay away from stuff like that altogether. I got no love and sympathy for men that throw pity parties. I just generally don't. And you know how I am. I told you a bunch of times, like, you do not forgive if you can't forget. Period.
That is my
pet peeve. It's like, you, if it comes to that, just have a grudge me for the rest of your life. Don't ever tell me you forgive me if you can't forget it. Because
who
the minute
that?
I hear
that
it again.
Written?
What?
I don't know where
you,
it was
in order to
like,
forgive,
that's,
you
that's
have to
on
forget.
My, that's on my soul. No. That's what is written on. I'm saying I would rather a person just kind of remove themselves from a situation, because stop saying you forgive a person if you gotten past something if you haven't. Like, that's lying. That's right. Lying to yourself. That's lying to that person.
But no one forgets things. Like,
not saying forgetting in the sense that you don't realize that it happened, but you cannot. If you
keep
get
on reliving
past
that hurt,
you cannot
I
do it. You can't
that.
Keep bringing
I
it. You can't
that.
Keep digging that body
I understand
up.
That. I understand that. Now, see, but you was trying to, the way you worded it before was like,
you got to forget it.
Don't
ever bring
it up.
It's forgotten from this relationship. You got to let that go.
Well, I think this, for instance, in a salon barbershop, there was a debate about that. Just because I forgave you doesn't necessarily mean that I am going to forget. For instance,
if you sit home,
eat fast food all day, every day, and you gain a couple pounds, and the doctor tell you you have, I don't know, hypertension, high blood pressure, whatever it may be, you're going to remember how that felt when your body start feeling a certain kind of way. So you're going to start working out and losing that weight. And the reason you're going to start working out, losing that weight, eating the right things is because you're going to remember how it felt when you were...
Right, so you pull the lesson from it.
Absolutely, you pull the lesson from it. Right. So that's not saying that you didn't forgive yourself. It's saying that you remember the circumstances that got you in that place in the first place. So if by chance you are a man that has cheated, this is the point that we were trying to bring in this line. Right. If you are a man that has cheated because you're staying out late, spending the night out, going out of town all the time, and you got caught up cheating when those scenarios, the atmosphere was the same, why are you getting upset when I'm saying, hey, you're doing some of the same stuff you was doing last time stuff came out.
Keep it 1,000 in the situation. Okay. And maybe if y'all follow me, y'all get it, and maybe people think I'm dead wrong. To me, in that particular situation, in the way that you explained it, the woman is wrong, especially if it's get back. Because if you felt like, leave. Mm-hmm. That's the same way for man or woman. Leave the situation. There's, like, if you feel like you like, you're unhappy or you need to do this, like, just leave. Even the same thing with
so
the men.
So that's like, don't question me. I cheated. You forgave me. Don't question me about it. Don't, because you may not be aware that you're doing the same actions that caused me to feel a certain way when you were when you were found out to be cheating.
If you're in a relationship and having that conversation. Go and you continue with the relationship. You have an obligation to treat the relationship in the same pristine manner that you went into it with. And I think that's the, like, I say that's the coward in people, that they do things like that because they stay in these unhappy situations and making each other miserable, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
So you'd rather get into a new relationship, learn that person all over again, to find yourself repeating that same cycle.
No, like, you've got to treat relationships with the same clean slate that you would do, like you were just meeting. And if you can't sustain that, it's not a good relationship. Like, it's pointless. Like, we put so much onus on how long we've been together rather than the quality of the relationship.
Now, I agree with that. But what I'm simply saying is, let's get back to, if you are putting yourself in situations that you did when you were cheating, how dare you say that you got to trust me when actuality, I do trust you, but I'm just throwing a flag that this is the same thing that happened.
It's on her. This is her happiness. If it makes her unhappy that this man is going out Friday, Saturday night, Sunday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, leave the man. Stop complaining. Okay. Like, you cannot keep complaining about what's being done to you if you keep letting it happen.
That's true.
But I agree. No, I mean, I agree with that part.
And then we want to use that as justification for what we do.
But you can't say that.
I can say it.
No, you can't
say
it.
I just said it.
You can't say forget it as if I can't bring it up. I can bring it up.
No, you can't bring it up.
But that doesn't mean I need to leave. That just means you may not be aware of what you're doing.
You know how annoying that would be? Imagine you being on your job. And you made say you sent the wrong invoice to somebody, or you just say you made a mistake at work, and you have a colleague that has to come to your desk and remind you of that every time you make a mistake, every time you do something wrong.
Who said it every time?
You know what you no. You know what, Cash? You just keep messing up. I don't even know why you still here, Cash. You still employed here? You still got a job, girl? How do they keep letting you in the door? Like, you don't want to hear that.
Right, but who said every time? If somebody mentioned it, one of the guys in the shop, he said, well, my wife never mentioned it. It was like 3 years later and she happened to mention it, and that made me mad, made me want to leave. Like, it was 3 years, and if you're doing that same thing, creating that same atmosphere, like, you can tell when a hurricane about to come.
But
know how the weather
her
gets.
Responsibility to.
She is responsible for herself.
She is responsible for her own happiness.
No, that's Cash though. Cash like to give people excuses for doing things.
I'm
like
not.
That's, she like to, she like to keep her little. She the one that cheat at space. You put the card in her pocket and she holding on to it when she want to use it.
When he was cheating, and let's say, you know, like you were saying, he every Saturday night he was going out, he was staying out or whatever. And now he's going out, but he's not cheating. Well,
allegedly.
I'm just saying for this scenario, that's what's going on. But yet, in her mind, she's okay. Well, this is what happened before.
But if keep in mind, this may be the first time after he's cheated. It may have been a year and a half later. He wasn't doing all that. Then all of a sudden, he started doing it. And she said, "Well, what's up with that?" And she has that conversation. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So don't take that conversation away from a person. If they want to have that conversation based off of how they felt when you did it
initially,
but to continue to do it, badger it, absolutely not.
Conversation, no.
And that's per the person. But I think everyone deserves.
Like, you like to keep rationalizing things. The only conversation a man or a woman can have in a conversation is, am I or am I not willing to deal with this in this situation?
What is going on in this household in the first place? Right. This woman is sitting back, letting this man cheat and taking him back.
That's a good question that you have.
What's going like? What is her objective? Why is she hasn't left? Why is she keep accepting this guy? And why she hasn't?
People have their reasons. Some people have self esteem issues. Some want to stay because of the kids. Some want to stay because of years together. Like it just depends on what's
once
going
that
on.
Line has been crossed, there's never going to be trust. Is you always be looking at this person under eyes? So what's the purpose of prolonging this?
So true. Exactly. Okay. Well, and some people say that, but and that was another conversation that was had. Another topic.
People
is cheating a deal breaker? Is cheating a deal breaker?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, it's easy to say that until you're in a situation.
No.
Because of the backlash, the trust issue. Like,
yeah, the trust is gone.
For me,
I don't want to
sit there and question every move you make. Why are you going
right now? Right.
What's going on the phone? Every time the phone rings, I'm wondering.
Okay, and I think Jada Pinkett mentioned this, like, even she said, this is what she said. Now we going off base what she said. Even though Will never physically cheated on her, that's what she said. Nah. Yeah, let's get over that. Let's take that out and look.
No. You know why?
But wait.
But you know why she can say that in truth? Because their relationship is one that is open, and they don't care what the other person does.
But the point of me saying that statement,
he never cheated.
But hold on. Even though Will has never physically cheated on her, he has betrayed her. See, betrayal for me is kind of, it trumps everything else. So you may not actually go lay with another woman, but if you betrayed me to this whatever situation, that's a problem for me. So that's a deal breaker for me, betrayal. That may not be a deal breaker for some, you know. So, like I said, to each relationship has its own set of rules and regulations.
Yeah,
but
that's really the basis of it. Everybody is different. Every relationship is
every
different.
Situation
what
is designed
set
differently.
Set down and discussed or said, these are my deal breakers. This is what does not work for me.
That's right.
This is how the finances work here in this house. Like everything, everybody is different. But the main issue is, are you communicating? Are you being upfront about it? Are you saying in the beginning and not on the back end? Because that's what a lot of times happens. You know, all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, I didn't know that we needed to split our finances up this way, or I didn't know that, you know, me going out at this time of night was a deal breaker for you. Or, you know, like, have those conversations.
Right, and sometimes you don't know until you're in it. Like, you can't really list down a million and one different things as deal breakers. You kind of dress it as it comes along. You can have a baseline, Brandon,
but you
don't necessarily know until sometimes you deal with some things. Like, I know.
There's generally a point in a relationship, especially early on, where a person will say something like, either I've been cheated on and I left, or if you ever cheat on me, I leave you.
Mm-hmm.
They say that. And then they get cheated on and then they stay. And they think that lie doesn't corrupt the relationship. And what I'm saying to you is that once you create gray areas in relationship, it's hard to find balance.
Right, but you don't know what the black and white areas are. Sometimes
there's no black and white areas. Once you go back on your own word,
I agree. Yeah, I agree. But
you're
again,
no longer respect.
There are sometimes
exactly.
So if they,
thank
if,
you,
if you told that person, Sheree
just
hey,
banged
this
the gavel
is
on the joint.
If you told that person, hey, you know, cheating does not work for me, I will leave this relationship
right.
over, and then they cheat. And you stay?
But what's exactly. cheating?
Ooh, no,
you
what
get
I'm
what I'm saying?
Saying?
Like,
no,
that's
defined
cheating.
By that couple.
Talking
that's
to
right.
another person.
Psychologically.
That's
by that couple.
People
that's what I'm trying to say. So you may come to your spouse or whomever you're dating and say, oh, if you cheat on me, but then you all never define cheating, that's kind of still gray, I would think. Wouldn't you think?
You know, to a certain extent.
Man,
because,
listen,
I mean, look. Now, there are some things you know so well you are cheating.
Right. Yeah. Allegedly.
I'm sorry.
I come to find certain things out myself that sometimes brothers don't know until you say, now listen, this is cheating. That is
it
cheating.
It depends. Like,
no, I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, when you're dealing with men like yourself that like to have all these gray areas and reasons for why they do stuff, like, oh, I ain't really cheat. You was just being mean to me, so I just went out there and I found that woman.
Oh, we broke up, but I'm bad.
Right? Like, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Like, that's why I'm saying that. I take very few excuses because they're just that. They're excuses. And you cannot rationalize.
I'm not rationalizing, but I'm just simply saying, like, I think if you have a newfound girl, a friend that's a girl, and I don't happen to know about her, but y'all spending time together, that's a form of cheating to me.
And I'm not going to get a
you
point
get what I'm
with
saying?
You
didn't have sex with her, but I consider that to be a form of cheating.
Not all getting a point with you.
So is when we address that, it's like, oh, well, I didn't know that. That
and
was
what I'm telling
cheating.
You is
well,
once, you, once,
so
you, accept
once,
I, it, w- once
not,
you accept
not
it.
Not that I accept it. I'm saying how I feel about it. And if you do it after then that's the decision that needs to be made.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just, fellas, we're about to close this down because but every time I'm on here with Brandon, my hands start itching.
Just saying.
This, and you always tend to sit next
to
me.
Because you're always trying to go ahead. Like, there's no justification. Like, the wrong is always the wrong. And I don't like when we try to shuffle it. Like,
we don't have to shuffle it.
This woman gained some weight, so it's okay for her to get cheated on. This man cheated, and then his woman stayed with him, and then she cheated. He wrong for being mad at her. Like, no. Like, stop doing that.
So I ain't shuffling nothing. I'm just simply saying
shuffling stuff
there's different situations
moving
that
the goal line. Now that's some woman stuff. That's some woman. Like women will move the goal line.
That's true.
Charlie Brown, you're behind. Like, yeah, you thought that ball was gonna be there. You know? Dust yourself off and try
again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This has been great table talk. It's your girl Cash
Ree.
YBS.
Yeah, YBS, we here. Entrepreneurs.
Bye.
Bye.
This guy.